changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
Remember, I wrote the book Happy This Year. Happy This Year, and you can check it out at happythisyear.com. It's one of five books I've written, all of which are international bestsellers. Check out happythisyear.com. And while you're reading along to learn how to become happier with us, we're talking about happiness. And right now we are talking about becoming a happiness hero. Becoming a happiness hero. We've talked about recasting yourself as the hero. We've talked about rewriting the script. Was it rewriting the script? Yes. And today we are down to hiring a new cast or recasting the cast that you already have. When you want to be a happy person, there is nothing more important than surrounding yourself with happy people. And that can be a challenge, especially when we're in a pandemic and especially when we don't realize how much negativity we're putting out into the world. We just think that it is the way things are. And when people are responding to us, we think that that is just the way things are. So let me give you a cue. By the way, let's see if the manatee is about to come up. Nope. Let me give you a cue as to how to know if someone is a, you know, positive and upbeat person. And that is, do they talk about what is well and going, what is present and going well? Or do they talk about what is missing and going wrong? Present and going well, or missing and going wrong? Wow. And I'm talking about universally and predominantly. I realize that for me, and I teach this when I do the complaint-free classes and things like that, I often tell people, you know, if you catch yourself complaining, saying, it's going to rain today, which it, I don't think it is, but it's going to rain today. And, you know, it's pretty now, but it's going to rain later. And it always does. If you catch yourself by saying, but, then it's okay. But I know it's going to be clear tomorrow and it's going to be beautiful. So when we catch ourselves, we can recast the moment by using phrases like, but. We want to be around people who see the world as improving, evolving, rather than people who are seeing the world as devolving. You know, it's interesting. Back in the 40s and 50s, parents looked at my generation and thought the world was going to hell. Now people are looking at kids in my almost grandkids' generation and thinking the world's going to hell. It's a way of being pious yourself and not a way of understanding. So let's get back to this idea of recasting our lives. Take a look at the cast you have in your life. Who is your number one supporting character? Do they deserve to be your number one supporting character? Who is your best friend? Who is serving the role as your best friend? Who is serving the role as your spouse or your lover? Who is serving the role as your child? Now, before you think I'm going to say throw all these people out, I'm not. Because you're also the director in your life. And directors can sometimes encourage people to transform and to play their roles differently. Here's what I mean. What I've discovered over years of taking How to Win Friends and Influence People, the book, and reading it over and over and over and over again, what I've discovered is that my daughter has taken it in by osmosis. In other words, she has become a nicer, sweeter, more gentle person as a result of me changing by being the director. Now, I never sat there and said to her, you've got to be different. You've got to talk to me differently. I modeled it. So if you've got people who are cast in your life, the most important thing you can do is to begin to act toward them. Excuse me. The way you want them to act towards you, and then to do it on a consistent basis, because they're not going to change right away. The commitment has to be with you. You have to make the commitment to change. And then as you change, as you treat that person differently, that person will treat you differently. So you have the power to not only recast the roles in your life, but you're also the director. You have the ability to influence people in your life and to treat them in ways by modeling to them ways that they themselves can transform. So think about this idea of recasting your life. I remember a few years ago, it was a little over 2 years ago, there was this guy that I had thought was my best friend for 10 years. And we would get together, I don't know, once a month, hang out, go to dinner, go to a movie, go to a concert, etc. He never instigated the getting together. He never called me in between. He never texted me. He never paid for anything when we got together. We go out to dinner, the check was presumed to be mine because he was still living with his mom in a basement. So it was presumed that I was going to pay for everything. And I thought about that and I said to myself, finally, this is not a friend. this is a remora. Those are those fish that attach themselves to a shark. And the guy had no money, he had no social outlet, so of course he would go out with me and hang out whenever I said, hey, let's go hang out. But for me to think that's my best friend, no, I need to recast somebody. And it was funny because as I looked around, I found that my best friend had already been there. He was my best friend in high school, in the 10th grade. And still to this day, we talk probably half an hour or hour every day. So you have the opportunity to recast people. It's not easy. But at the same time, if you've got people in your life who are in the wrong roles, it's time to recast them. Before you throw out the baby with the bathwater, do what you can to direct them. You know, one of the things I might have said to this dude was, you know, hey, it'd feel good if you'd pay for things, or hey, it'd feel good if you instigated things, etc. like that. And at the same time, I realized that he didn't have the money to pay for things. So anyway, I hope all this makes sense, that you have the opportunity to recast people. And remember that you are the sum total of the people you spend the most time with in your life. Let me say that again. You are the sum total of the people you spend the most time with. The great thing is, the person that I spend the most time with is Teddy Bear right here. Teddy loves to sit here and watch the manatee, which are in the lagoon, as they come up and breathe. So I see a whole lot of people are here with me this morning, and I want to acknowledge that. Teddy just let out a burp. That was genteel. And I also see lots and lots and lots of comments. So I'm going to back up here, and I'm going to acknowledge those. And if you have something you want to share about happiness or casting people in your life as supporting you and being the happiness hero, please jump in. Alicia Gordon's here. Arlene Creasy is here. Dominic and Juanita are here. Oops, I just accidentally threw away the comments. I have no idea what I just did. There they are. Candy Spencer, Candace is here. Carla Scriven is here. A terrific Tuesday, -2 in New Berlin. Greg Thornton is here. Good to see you, Greg. Melissa Stifle, as always. Anybody here for the first time? Tell us you're here for the first time. We love first-time jump starters. Jeanette Lewis and Linda Farrell are here. Candace is here. Says, Candace is here. So true. Akhtar Khan is here. Ingeborg is here. Hey, Ingeborg, good to see you. Good morning from Colorado Springs. Nice to be there, I'll bet, Greg. Lori is here. Paula is here. My buddy and fraternity brother, Brian Maxwell, a.k.a. Waldo, is here. There's Meemaw and Christelle. Good to see you all, as always. Ingeborg says, or who is it down here, says, good morning, Will and Teddy. I love the term of recasting people. Never heard that before. First timer here, everybody says, hello to Candace Warner Girls. Good to see you. Jeanette Cordoza is here. Great to have you here. Hello, Jeanette. Joe Souls is watching. Welcome. First time from Michelle Bland. Glad to have you here. So listen, everybody, thank you so much. Teddy and I are sitting here taking in a little bit of the sunshine. And there's a guy walking by with a little dog. And so Teddy is quite concerned about the whole thing. You hear him? Let's see if I can catch growling. Teddy's like, that's right, keep walking.
no more complaining people, their lives are changing, we're flying high.
complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high.